Thank you, Andrew. Okay, we're hot and ready to roll, aren't we? All right. Let's look to the Lord once again and ask Him to open our eyes and our hearts and understanding and really receive what He intends for us from His Word. Thank you, Father, that we are able to have another service. I thank you for times like this. We trust that we do not take these services for granted. We think of parts of the world where there is warring and conflict this very moment. And there are children of yours that are caught in the middle of that. We pray that you would protect them according to your will. Give them that peace and assurance that you are with them. You have not failed them. You have not forsaken them. And we pray that you would just take them safely through this according to your purposes. We pray that we would learn of you this evening. Minister to our hearts' needs. We trust you get all the glory. In your name I pray. Amen. We're continuing on with part two of what we started last Sunday evening. And if you've forgotten, Andrew, what the title of it is What Do You Want? And this would be part two. We were in Psalm 119, verses 132 through 135. In actuality, last week we looked at verses 132 and 133. And we talked about how that even in the book of James, we're reminded that we ought to pray correctly and that we often ask for things, we don't get them. And in the book of James, it's because we ask amiss. And we talked about, well, what would be some good things that we ought to be asking the Lord for? And in these verses, we saw in verse 132, we saw that the psalmist said, "Look thou upon me." And we pointed out that in our day and age, in our language, we would suggest he's asking, "Lord, pay special attention to me." In verse 132, "Be merciful to me. Favor me, Lord, with your mercy." Thirdly, in 133, we saw him asking, "Order my steps in your word," or "Direct me, Lord. I need to know what I'm supposed to do with my life." And then we close with the end of verse 133. "Lord, let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Dominion is to dominate, govern, have rule, or have power over me. And we close with the illustration in 2 Samuel, how that David fell to the temptation that had been put before him as he saw Bathsheba. And instead of resisting the temptation, he yielded to it. And one thing led to another. It was not just committing immorality with her. That was bad enough. But once he found out that she was pregnant with his child, we know that the next step was, I got to do something. And so I've got to murder her husband so that I can marry her before anybody starts getting suspicious here. And that was iniquity having dominion over someone. And we saw that was basically, "Lord, help me. Help me." That's what he was crying out for. So we pick up at verse 134. And we see that the psalmist asked for something else. He says here in verse 134, "Lord, deliver me from the oppression of man. Deliver me from the oppression of man. What is he asking for? In simple words, the psalmist is saying, Lord, protect me. Protect me. Now we are told that this word deliver that he uses here is seldom used in Scripture. It means to sever or to release as a ransom. Deliver me. We see some examples where it is used, though seldom used. There are a few. In Job 33, in verse 27 and 28, it says here, He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he, speaking of the Lord, will deliver or ransom his soul from going to the pit, and his life shall see the light. What we see here is Job speaking about the fact that God will respond when one admits, confesses their sin. He looks upon men, and if anybody says, I've sinned, Father, I know I've sinned, and perverted that which was right, and I know it was not good for me, and he says, the Lord will deliver his soul from going to the pit. The Lord will forgive or ransom him. Psalm 69 is another place this same word, though seldom used in Scripture, is found. It says, draw nigh in Psalm 69:18. Sorry if I forgot to give you the verse. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Lord, protect me. Protect me. In our text, we see he is saying, deliver me, ransom me from the oppression of men. They are pressing upon me, and I need you to help. Oppression. What does that word mean? It means injury, cruelty, or deceit. Injury, cruelty, or deceit. And what an applicable prayer as we think even of our morning message. What was it that was effective as far as Eve was concerned in the garden? The process that Satan used upon her. Wasn't it deceit? He deceived her. He lied to her. And I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking about this morning's message this afternoon. How that so typical of that which is satanic. There is the mixture of error alongside of truth. And that is what makes it so dangerous. Going back to that passage this morning, error. Satan just flat out told her, you will not die. Lie. God knows that if you eat that, you'll become like him and you'll know the difference between good and evil. Truth. And we see here the deception of it. And the psalmist is praying here in verse 134, deliver me from the, whether it is injury, oppression, cruelty, or deceit. Lord, help me at this particular time. As we look at this, we think the psalmist is saying, you take care of the ones who would oppose me so that I can do what you have instructed me to do. Take care of those who would hinder my obedience to you. Deliver me from the oppression of men. As we look at the rest of this, he says, if you do that, if you will deliver me from the oppression of man, then will I keep your precepts. 2 Timothy 3:12 tells us this. It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. We know it will come, but is it wrong for us to ask the Lord to help us in the midst of that? I don't think so. So that we would know how we could keep his word. As we move on, we look at verse 135. And it says here, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. This is the sixth thing that he asks for in these verses. Make your face to shine upon thy servant. What is he asking the Lord to do there? Very simply, he's asking, you know, if we talk about the Lord's face shining on someone as a term, we don't think of that literally, but when we say that, what's coming to our mind? What about the thought of blessing? Mm-hmm. If the Lord's face is shining on someone, towards someone, he's blessing their life. That's what he's asking for. Isn't that a valid request? That's not one of those that we ask amiss in James chapter 4. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for you and me as a child of his to say, Lord, would you bless me? Would you bless me? I want to know that I'm pleasing you. Please bless me. There are some other references. If you want to turn back, for instance, to Psalm 4. In verse 6, we see this. He said the last half of that verse. It says, Lord, lift thou up the countenance or the presence, your countenance upon us. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Psalm 67, 1. He says this, God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. God, be merciful. We ask that we saw that earlier in his requests. And cause your face to shine upon us. Turn toward us with your blessing upon us. Psalm 31, verse 16. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. That's what the psalmist is asking for. In Psalm 119, verse 135, when he asks him, make your face to shine upon your servant. And Psalm 80, in Psalm 80, verse 3. Psalm 80, verse 3. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Look at verse 7. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Verse 19. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. You say, well, he's asking that for three times. Isn't that significant that in one psalm he asked the Lord three times to turn us again? Do you know what that is suggesting? That is suggesting that we're not really where we ought to be in our lives. And we are asking that you turn us again. Which direction do you think we ought to be turning? Away from him? How about turning? Lord, we need to be turning toward you. We desire your face to shine upon us so that we'll be saved, so that we'll be rescued, so that that which we have been experiencing will come to an end. A good request that the psalmist is asking for. As we think of this request, I invite you to turn to Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, verses 23 through 26. And what we see here is a part of the Aaronic. What do you mean, Aaronic? A-A-R-O-N, you know, Moses' brother. The Aaronic blessing or benediction. As we look at this, notice in verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, say, on this wise or in this manner, this is how you should bless the children of Israel by saying, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. That's what David was asking for in Psalm 119, verse 135. And that's a part of what Aaron would bless the people with. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And we find that this is exactly what David was praying for in that 119th Psalm. That which was a part of the blessing that Aaron would pronounce upon the people each time he served and ministered in the Lord's behalf. Finally, in verse 135, we notice the seventh thing that he asked for. It says here, and teach me your statutes. What's he asking for here now? Lord, instruct me in your word. Instruct me in your word. I want to know what I want to know I'm doing, what I'm supposed to be doing. Teach me your statutes. As we think of what does this word statutes mean, according to the New Scofield, it has reference to the civil and the religious appointments of the Mosaic Law. You stop and think about that. He's saying, teach me your statutes. I want to make sure that I am doing what I'm supposed to be in a civil sense. Is that important that you and I do what we're supposed to be doing in the realm of just things around us in life, in our civil deeds? Of course it is. And also, the religious appointments according to the law of Moses. And so what an important prayer here. He says, teach me your statutes. I want to make sure that what I'm doing is right in the civil areas as well as in my relationship to you, Lord. That's something we all ought to be concerned about, shouldn't we? We see here, he says, I want to be sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing in my worship and my relationship with you, as well as my relationship with others in everyday affairs. And he says, Lord, teach me how your word applies to each of these areas and how I should apply it to my own life. Well, we've seen in these four verses seven things the psalm asked us for. We saw four of the things last week in Psalm 132 and 130, or verses 132 and 133, and tonight we have seen three more in verses 134 and 135. As we think about what he is asking for, you say, is this all there is? I have just picked out one section. Psalm 119 is an excellent exercise in going through and looking at some of the things that David is asking the Lord for and about. You want a blessing, you go through those 176 verses and look at the godly requests that the psalmist makes that you and I could make to the Lord in our lives. We've only looked at seven. As we've looked at four verses, there is so much more. Well, anybody object to the fact that we let you out? We'll make up for this morning. I let you out about this week. We'll make up for it this evening, okay? We're even today, right? Yeah, right. Let's stand and we'll be dismissed in prayer, shall we? Father, we do thank you for the truth of your word, and we thank you for even the instruction. We thank you for the example of the psalmist, and we thank you for his heart. And as he was just opening up his heart and asking you for relevant things, important truths, Lord, I pray that we might even be drawn to your word. We might even go back and review this psalm and look at the different things that the psalmist is asking for, and stop and think about what this means and what it could mean to our lives. Lord, that you might be more real to us and we might be more obedient unto you. Dismiss us with your blessing on us. Take us safely to our homes. We thank you in your name. Amen. The Lord bless you. You are dismissed.